Welcome to the InfoWars Nightly News. It is Tuesday, September 1st, 2015, and I'm Leanne McAdoo. Here's a look at what's coming up tonight.
Tonight, another cop was shot and killed today in Illinois, sparking a massive manhunt for two suspects. Meanwhile, shocking video is released of a Texas police officer executing a man in cold blood with his hands up.
Bro, they just cold-blooded shot that.
Then, a black activist challenges Obama to denounce Black Lives Matter.
I challenge every leader, starting with the president down to myself, to denounce the Black Lives Matter movement. It's a racist movement, racist to the core, and it has only caused more division and more hate among Americans.
And ISIS is showing off their new weapons. I wonder where those came from. All that plus much more up next on the InfoWars Nightly News.
I began to get into iodine a few years ago because it was helping me and my family so much get healthy and detoxify. I believe our research is conclusive. This is the best iodine out there. And I know this for a fact. Nobody else has got iodine based on these pure crystals, ladies and gentlemen.
For a limited time, experience the ancient power of Survival Shield X2.
I believe our research is conclusive. This is the best iodine out there.
Take advantage of this at InfoWarsLife.com.
Well, some cell phone video has just been released that appears to show the moment that two Texas deputies gunned down a man who was holding his hands up. Now, this video is important because it contradicts the police's original version of events. Now, this video was obtained by a local news station, and this shows the moment that Bexar County Sheriff's deputies were responding to a domestic violence call against 41-year-old Gilbert Flores. It was in the front yard of a home outside of San Antonio, Texas. Flores was suspected of assaulting a woman and infant inside the residence. So, you know, he's no angel here. Now, police said that Flores appeared to have a knife when they arrived, and he attempted to resist and fight back. Now, they also, these two deputies also claimed that they tried to use non-lethal force to stop Flores, including tasers and riot shields, but their efforts proved fruitless and that they had to open fire on the man, killing him. Well, now the local news station acquired this cell phone video that contradicts that story. It was filmed by a neighbor, and it shows clearly that the police tried really little, if anything, to employ non-lethal force. Now, when the news station decided to put this cell phone video footage out there, the sheriff's office condemned them for sensationalizing this story. They actually posted a message on Facebook denouncing KSAT 12 News for making this footage publicly available, calling it unethical and sad. Now, that right there is just insane, because this affects us all. This is not just about, you know, hands up, don't shoot, Black Lives Matter. This is about police are putting their word, their testimony down, and it's taken as a matter of fact. And it's only because this cell phone footage surfaced that we can see that perhaps that might not be the case. It affects us all. And this is, of course, the reason why you're sort of seeing what's happening in other news, because this over-militarization and unaccountability is now causing people to actually fire back at police. And we're having a story today of another cop being executed in Illinois. This was an Illinois police officer. He was shot and killed today. It sparked a massive manhunt still ongoing for two suspects, one black and one white. They also might be looking for another woman who may have been involved. And now this shooting comes just days after a Harris County, Texas deputy sheriff was executed while he was pumping gas. And, you know, obviously we have the case of the two police officers in New York who were executed last year while sitting in their patrol car. And this is already causing a lot of people to come out and condemn the anti-cop rhetoric that's sweeping the nation, tying it to the Black Lives Matter movement. Sheriff David Clark actually went on CNN condemning this whole vulgar, vile, and vicious rhetoric that is out there. But, you know, as we've reported, this, all this is going to do is cause the police to transform themselves into a small, army. And it's going to just even further militarize the police state and cause this whole division, divide and conquer. We've got this other sensational video that's been posted there today with an angry white guy in a cowboy hat talking about how thugs' life don't matter. He cocks a pistol and talks about, you know, this, you know, that there might be another killing in Texas, but it's not going to be what you think, and to avenge the deputy's death. So he's calling on people now to start taking action, go and buy slingshots so they can throw rocks at any Black Lives Matter activist cars and things like that. So this is sort of what we predicted was going to happen. We told you this was going to be the case when we found out that Black Lives Matter was being controlled by George Soros. And, you know, we knew it was going to be nothing but divide and conquer, us versus them, war against the cops, because that's what's necessary to create civil unrest. And so you might be saying, well, who is this George Soros? He seems like a nice guy. He funded $33 million to the Black Lives Matter movement. Well, no, actually, George Soros is public enemy number one.
Every life matters. And that is why this issue is so important. Black lives matter, white lives matter, all lives matter.
Black lives matter!
How long before Black Lives Matter protesters are chanting George Soros' divide and conquer scheme is what matters? The Washington Times reports liberal billionaire George Soros has built a business empire that dominates across the ocean in Europe while forging a political machine powered by nonprofit foundations that impacts American politics and policy, not unlike what he did with MoveOn.org. In all, Mr. Soros gave at least $33 million in 1 year to support already established groups that embolden the grassroots on-the-ground activists in Ferguson, according to the most recent tax filings of his nonprofit Open Society Foundations. The sad fact is, one of the 30 richest people in the world, not an American civil rights leader, is funding a divide-and-conquer movement that has disrupted political speeches, places of business, and the real progress Americans have made in the United States regarding race relations. Meanwhile, Soros has fueled the division in Ukraine.
George Soros admitting he's behind the open border move and the illegals pouring in. Admitting he's behind Ukraine, saying, I did it. Which I think he's taking too much credit. He's a big part of it. Saying they're part of the Arab Spring and turning loose all these groups. That it, I mean, on every front, George Soros.
If it was a racist nation, we would not have had the top guy, a head of law, as a black man, Eric Holder, and now Loretta Lynch, another black woman. We would not have the head of the United Nations, it was Susan Rice. You would not have a Secretary of State as Condoleezza Rice or Colin Powell or others. So let's not call it a racist nation. If you want to point the finger, point it at Obama. Point it at Holder. Point it at that low-life man who never convicted one head of the White Shoe Boys. Too white for you, Eric?
And we are distracted, just as the Cloward-Piven strategy would have us. Of course, all lives matter. Of course, chanting pigs in a blanket will lead to execution of police.
Pigs in a blanket, brown like bacon. Pigs in a blanket, brown like bacon.
I don't think chanting singing chants that are basically promoting killing police officers is peaceful.
And of course, inciting violence for the sake of violence is a trap.
I would prefer to be remembered as a person who was part of this resolution. Kids being born in this country, and we have to leave a legacy for them, something for them to, so it'll be easier for them to deal with problems, issues that come up, you know, just like people that has made a movement towards peace and nonviolence all the way up to this point. You know, it's important that we keep that going.
Ultimately, the 13 million black babies that Soros supported being wiped out and the 41% welfare spending increase Obama has brought us are the real steps backwards. And those ensnared by the violent elite engineered faux rights movement will eventually find themselves eager participants in a divide and conquer takedown scheme of the American dream, funded by the very people responsible for the hostile environment the Black Lives Matter movement is fighting to escape from.
All lives matter. That police officer that got killed by that black man because that black man listened to what y'all was saying by going out and killing white people. That police officer's life matter. That 9-year-old girl in Ferguson, Missouri that got shot in the head while she was doing all homework in a drive-by shooting that none of y'all protested. Her life mattered.
So governments like to split people up, categorize human beings, divide so they can conquer them. You're just people that don't even think that they can see the world because they need permission to see the planet, planet Earth.
John Baum for Infowars.com.
Well, a new undercover video is showing a high-level Clinton campaign staffer accepting foreign donations, knowingly breaking the law. Now, this video is coming out of Project Veritas once again. They catch Molly Barker, who's the director of marketing for Hillary Clinton's national campaign. She's knowingly breaking campaign finance law by accepting a straw donation from a foreign national. Contribution from foreign nationals, it's illegal under FEC election law. Now, it seems fairly innocent in this transaction, in this video. A Project Veritas action investigator happened to be standing next to a Canadian citizen at the merchandise booth who wanted to buy a T-shirt. Now, this purchase of campaign materials are explicitly treated as contributions under FEC law. They're illegal for foreign nationals or corporations, and they know that Barker was well aware that she would be breaking the law because she consulted with Clinton campaign's compliance manager, who reiterated to Barker that she could not accept this contribution. So, you know, you might be saying, well, it's just a T-shirt. But the fact is, these FEC laws were written to prevent foreign money from influencing American elections. And we've seen filmmaker Dinesh D'Souza be taken down over an iffy interpretation of straw donations. So if this is happening at the campaign's very first major national event, knowingly breaking this FEC law, you know, how widespread is this practice throughout the Clinton campaign? Now, we already know, because her emails have been released last night, that Hillary intentionally originated and distributed highly classified information. And it wasn't constrained to just her State Department staff. She also sent classified information to Sidney Blumenthal, who was a former Clinton White House operative that was banned by the Obama White House. Now, in 2009, Obama signed an executive order that states that U.S. officials who negligently disclose classified information to unauthorized individuals are subject to any and all federal sanctions provided for by the law. So will we see Hillary for prison in 2016? Now, Larry Nichols was on the Alex Jones Show today, and he was talking about how the Clintons have always gamed the system, and that's going to happen here again today. Hillary is going to work her way right out of this email scandal.
It's all going to hinge on a thing called the FEMA Provisional Government Plan. Whoever is president when a crisis is declared nationally, when that day comes, whoever's president becomes king. Now, the way that works, so people will know, whoever's president takes total power. There is no vice president. Number two is the commander of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. All Congress and senators go back to their home states, and they become the government there. Now, what that does is the president, when that happens, becomes king. And the only person that can call the crisis over is the president. And as you know, nobody's going to do that. In 1986, the Clintons found out about this. And Bill and Hillary both came to me and said, we want to be there that day. Get us there. Well, we joked Alex, can you imagine back in 1986, Bill Clinton and us, all of the guys that were on the kitchen cabinet, and him saying he wanted to be president, and we're going, oh, yeah, sure, of course. Well, we devised a plan to make him president, but we figured the womanizing and all that stuff would get him, so it was a joke. But we started looking at reality, if we ever got him there. If he couldn't cash in FEMA when he was president, then you had four out years, which were the years when his term ended, and then Hillary would run. Well, you know what happened? She got beat by Obama because she didn't follow our playbook. She's following it now. That's why I can tell you every second what Hillary's doing. I can tell you, don't worry about all of this email stuff, except all of this sudden, in comes Alec, the FBI. Now, remember, Obama just appoints a new head of the Justice Department, a new director, you know, the attorney general. And all of a sudden, this attorney general sicks the FBI on these FBI files. Now, Alex, let's tell the truth about that, buddy. Number one, if they prosecute Hillary over the FBI or over the emails, it'll never happen. Because, you see, if they prosecute her over that, Alex, then she's going to say, well, then I've got to use these classified emails as my defense. Well, when she says that, then the federal judge is going to say, well, you can't use that stuff as your defense, and then therefore he's going to throw the case out. He has to throw the case out. The Clintons know this. But there's one thing laying right there. Obama's got Biden getting in that race. They're going to kick Hillary down and kick her down. And if they can get Biden in, Alex, it's over.
I'm running for president. Everyday Americans need a champion, and I want to be that champion. I'm hitting the road to earn your vote, and I hope you'll join me on this journey.
This is an American president. Just add puppet, then vote and repeat every 4 years. Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. Vote for Jeb, or you're just f***ing stupid.
Fool me, we can't get fooled again.
Brain Force is here. Ladies and gentlemen, I've been on this the last few months. You probably noticed I've been more crazed, more focused, less brain fog, more energy, more special reports, and it's because of Brain Force.
We kept changing this formula over and over and over again until it became sort of a grand puzzle. For example, the L-theanine inside of it, that is activated by the different compounds in the yerba mate that we put inside of it as well. This just increases the compounds you already have.
This is what you're actually designed to run on.
Exactly.
It's kind of like a car will run on one form of junkie gas, but it runs really good on what it's designed for.
And that's the principle of InfoWars Life, as far as I understand, that you've always had, is that it's not about synthetic chemicals and forcing actions. It's about letting your body do its own thing and giving your body the tools it needs to create these different compounds that are super valuable and super beneficial.
You will find Brain Force and other game-changing products at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139. I wanted to bring Weldon Henson in here briefly because we have a great sponsor. Boy, I've sure been enjoying the firearms that I've gotten from them. HDfirearms.com. That's Head Down Firearms. They have super high quality 223s, 308, you name it. It's called 5.56, technically, in the 223, that are guns that would be $3,000 or $1,500. Guns that would be $1,500 or $900.
Well, the important thing to remember is that if you're not in the market to buy a brand new rifle, you have an AR-15, you have an AR-10 platform 308 rifle. They've got everything you need to upgrade it. Buy a new part, buy a new trigger, buy a new muzzle brake, buy a new handrail. It's all an upgrade for your rifle because these are all superior top-of-the-line quality products made in America.
Tell folks about their low-profile series.
Well, this is an important thing to have. This is untraceable. Anybody can get this kit right here. You don't have to go through a federal firearms license place. You can have it shipped right to your house.
This is what the traders have been trying to shut down.
Absolutely. So you basically have everything you need besides a lower receiver, because that's what's traceable, that's what's serialized, and that's what the federal government's after. But you can get this right here. Get your own lower receiver any way you want. There's different programs. All you got to do is your own research, and you can find out how to get a lower receiver so that you can put it on this. Maybe you already have a lower receiver from an AR from way back that you just don't quite use anymore. It's old, something like that. You can throw it on this. You basically have a brand new rifle, and you saved money by putting it together yourself and buying this kit right here, which is cheaper than the actual rifle.
And they've got the highest quality barrels, the highest quality triggers. We're not just saying that. Go look at the third-party reviews. Tell them about the new rifle they're producing that's getting amazing reviews. And then I just got one, this 308.
Yes, that is very...
Arcadius.
Arcadius. That's very exciting. They just came out with their own line of AR-10 platforms, which is basically an AR-15, but instead of it being a 5.56, it shoots a 308 round, which I know you personally like shooting a 308.
I like them both. And, I mean, just to be clear, they've always, for years, been making this for the big manufacturers, the high-end. They're just now not private labeling. They're putting out their own guns.
Yes. Well, the one they sent you, I'm actually jealous of, is a beautiful gun. It's set up and configured for long-range shooting, marksmanship-type things.
Just the scope alone is something to snuggle with.
Yeah, it's a Vortex 4x16 scope, which you can get a head down as well, their distributor. And I think things for people to remember is that if you want a 308, you don't have to get the 18-inch barrel. You don't have to get the 22-inch barrel. You don't have to get it set up for marksmanship. You can get one with a 16-inch barrel that's set up for more of an assault weapon type, you know, configuration. So anything you want, people just call head down. You can get anything you want made there and any configuration you might want on your rifle. They're able to do that, and they have 100% perfect customer service ratings there.
Bottom line, it's not just firearms, a ton of accessories, very affordable, and it supports the InfoWar. If you're not shopping at HDFirearms.com, you're not helping the InfoWar. I mean, this is a win-win. Thank you all for your support. Check them out today. Thank you, Weldon.
All right, strap yourselves in. We have 30 more minutes of the show today. This is the live fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. I'm your host, Rob Due, riding shotguns, Jakari Jackson. We also have Joe Biggs. Joe's going to give us some updates on the shooting in Fox Lake. Joe, you were listening in on the police scanner. What is going on there?
So there's a lot of stuff going on. They have essentially the entire town on lockdown, like martial law. Mm-hmm. They've got that whole area. The schools, the local schools are shut down. And from what I've been hearing on the police scanner, the police are going into neighborhoods. They're scanning and looking at the license plates and then matching it with the address on the registration to see if that vehicle belongs in that driveway. And then from there, they're going in and looking at the homes.
There's nothing Orwellian about that.
No, negative. I mean, that's what's supposed to happen. So it's much like you mentioned earlier, what we saw in Watertown, Massachusetts with the Boston bombing, the door-to-door searching going through and all that. So if you live in Fox Lake and you might have a warrant out there and you have nothing to do with this, it's probably not going to be a safe place for you to be today. Wow. Anybody out there, you got to think anyone out there who's been laying low under the radar, it's all going to come to light today.
Yeah, boy, that is definitely a crazy situation.
That's pretty unprecedented that they would scan the license plate. I mean,
there's a no-fly zone.
Yeah, if you go and drop your kids off at the babysitter, you know, you just happen to be in the driveway at that time.
Come. Oh, yeah, there's a lot of different instances.
They're not playing around. ATF just tweeted out that they've arrived on scene. So the ATF there, U.S. Marshals as well, SWAT team, local police department, all the police departments in that area, the different counties have come together and kind of help in this search. The helicopters are in the air. The guys are in the full riot gear like we saw in Ferguson, the guys in the green, you know. Mm-hmm. So the same thing, it's a very tense situation. I'd be surprised if they catch these people tonight, but for sure, probably by tomorrow morning. You got to think, after these guys, three people trying to stay together, running from the cops, they're going to get tired. We'll see what happens.
They're going to get sloppy and eventually get caught.
Well, because this is something that I don't think was planned out. Like, Houston was an execution. This guy was on the hunt for a lone cop. He found them, shot him, killed him. This happened to be a situation around 8 a.m. The cop saw a vehicle, was acting suspicious. The people inside, he pulled him over, called for backup. And I just found out too earlier that the cops were so close trying to get to him, they could actually hear the gunfire happen when he was shot. They found him dead in a marsh with his gun missing and pepper spray and maybe some other equipment, you know, handcuffs, tasers, whatever he had on him. So that's all been taken. So that's currently going on right now.
Wow, and you also mentioned there was an instance where a female cop had seen blood in an abandoned car, and what?
Yeah, they saw I think it was like an abandoned house, mm-hmm. and there was an SUV parked. It was a red SUV, and she went in by herself, looking around, and saw drops of blood And then another police officer eventually showed up, and I'm sitting here like watching a horror movie like, hey, lady, don't go in there by yourself. What are you doing? What are you doing? So it's definitely intense. I advise people, hey, if you got a police scanner, listen in to what's going on.
Yeah, it's still legal to do at this point, but I'm sure they will soon eventually cut that off. Here's an interesting story out of the New York Times, and this is in Budapest right now in Hungary. They're having this seems to be like the thoroughfare for all the immigrants who are coming from Africa and the Middle East. They go through Budapest to get to Western Europe. And basically the train station has now cut off service to the migrants amid the crisis. And the migrants are protesting. They want their free ride into Western Europe. A lot of them are going into Germany, and then they're going into camps. They're being set up in these relocation camps where they can do all the paperwork to find out if they're going to get asylum or not.
Well, kind of like the little camps they set up during the whole Ebola scare with the immigration influx that happened last summer. All these different places were popping up. They were buying those old hotels. They were setting up these FEMA camp type things, buying prisons and all that, and then holding them in there, you know, on our dollar. But it's funny because Donald Trump comes out and says, you know, that everyone coming from Mexico over in here is a murderer, a killer, a rapist, a criminal of some sort. And that the fact that Donald Trump wants to build this wall is racist. But if you look at the southern border of Mexico, they have a giant wall that goes across. They think that a wall is a good idea, too. So I think that's kind of a little bit out there.
Yeah. And well, I think there's a lot of, I don't know if he said everybody is, but I think there's better ways to patrol that area than using a wall. I think we have the technology.
The autonomous drone that Glenn Spencer came up with, the seismic technology that could
send
someone coming through.
Oh, I see someone coming through the studio right now. He's crashing the show.
Alex.
Need a fourth microphone in here. No, I actually came in here.
Yep.
Get my cell phone.
I gave it to one of the guys.
Okay, here's your good.
Your keys are in Anthony's office.
Great. I got my crap everywhere. No. I just watched the video that I'm going to perch on Zakari's shoulder right here. I just came and watched the video, and Darren McBreen is in there blowing it up.
Yeah.
Of the shooting in San Antonio. And I was reading. They never charged those cops. This went on a while ago. I'm glad the station released it. That cop executes that guy that had done nothing with his hands up. This is why people are angry. Just like I'm angry if you execute a cop or if you execute, you know, a pot-bellied guy down in San Antonio. This is crazy.
It works both ways.
I mean, beyond here. But that's what people are so upset about. But we can't let the globalists channel that into an explosion. But at the same time, man, that is just insane.
Well, they came out earlier, you know, and said the whole hands up, don't shoot thing was a lie with Michael Brown. So now I guess they have something that they can actually say and use.
But I wonder if
now it's hands up, we're going to shoot. But I mean, the guy's hands, he's standing there still. He makes no movement. His hands are up and they kill him. And the cops act like it's no big deal.
Right.
He's blowing the video up right now.
Okay.
But
yeah, we're going to have it tonight on the
They're trying to get this video taken down. The police department's put an announcement out, the sheriff's department. They're trying to get this pulled right now.
They're going to try to report it and flag it on everyone's site that has it up.
It's ridiculous.
That's what they're doing. They have troll armies now that they're running out there. And if you put anything up that the establishment doesn't like, they sit there and say, this violates community guidelines. I feel offended by this.
Let's get one thing straight. Just because we're not for executing police and we're not for a war with police, we also don't support the police being an armed gang of thugs.
And that's what we talked about, how this is a self-fulfilling prophecy. Anytime a cop gets shot and they start rolling out this martial law scenario, this just so see, we need this. We need tanks. Mm-hmm. We have to have this, well, this apparatus.
And that's what the criminals don't understand. The more and more they do this stuff, the more and more these guys are going to beef up their security.
Oh, yeah.
And like you said, there's going to be an MRAP on every corner versus, you know, a Ford, Taurus, whatever they have.
And then it's not going to be about protective service. It's going to be pure revenue generation.
Exactly, because they have to put gas in these giant MRAPs.
Oh, it's very expensive, too.
And I just read City of Chicago is suing their red light camera maker that they bought the cameras from and set up to revenue generate because they don't work and people weren't paying their tickets. So now they're suing that company for $300 million, which I kind of feel bad for the company because...
No, but it's all unlawful. You gotta
write
the summons.
Exactly. There has to be a witness.
The red lights are illegal.
Yeah. Oh, totally.
Oh, yeah. Whenever I get something like that, I throw it in the trash can and say, see me in court. I'm not going to do that. I'm not paying that.
Yeah. But what you have, though, you have a company who says, we have a need. There's a need for these red light cameras, which there really isn't, but they make it. The city goes after it because they're so greedy and they want to have, they're like, we want to have all this revenue. So we're just going to put them up everywhere and just screw people over. And then when people revolt and say, you know, hey, we're pushing the cameras. We're putting Easter eggs on top of the cameras. We're not going to pay the tickets. Well, then they go, wait a minute. We spent a ton of money on this And now it's not reaping the benefits
now
that
they
we
have
wanted.
To send guys out to actually monitor the red light cameras.
Yeah, exactly. And so now they're mad, so they want to go sue the people that they signed the contract with. It's ridiculous. Don't put them up in the first place. It totally pisses me off. Now here's another story out of the New York Times. Turkey arrests three Vice news journalists on terrorism charges. This just came out today. The three journalists for Vice News have been formally arrested in southeast Turkey and charged with aiding a terrorist organization 4 days after they were detained while covering the conflict between Kurdish separatists and the Turkish state. So I guess they're covering both sides of the story.
Well, that's the terrorist act like. Right there.
Let me tell you, the Turks will come down hard on you. There's some old Bilderberg footage, I think from 2006 or 2007. Of Jim Tucker getting harassed by the Turks. And I mean, those are people you don't want to mess with.
That reminds me somewhat of, Amber Lyon when she went out to Bahrain and she was documenting what was going on out there. Then they essentially detained her and gave her a very limited view. Like, we'll drive you around to the places where we want you to go and see what right. we want you to see.
Look, here's a mall. Everybody's happy.
Yeah.
So it's like with North Korea when you go in, if they allow you to come in, they have like this little area set up that like looks nice, but really on the outskirts, it's just horrendous poverty. People have no food.
Yeah. This is just another instance of how they want to control the narrative. And the Turks are definitely, I think, can be implicated in giving these missiles and this whole missile deal with Benghazi. Giving missiles to ISIS, you know. How does ISIS come up with missiles on their own? They're not building. Well, they don't have weapons factories.
They get grenades airdropped to them, you know, courtesy of Western governments.
Yeah. No, it's ridiculous. Hey, I want to change gears here and get into Clinton. Now that Larry Nichols was talking about Clinton today, how he thinks that when this stuff goes to trial, she'll want to use the emails. She'll say, hey, I want to use my emails as evidence. And they'll say, no, it's classified. Can't do it. We're going to throw the whole case out. And which is I could see the Clintons doing this. I covered this last night on the nightly news. This is from Breitbart. Exclusive. Hillary shared an email network with the Clinton Foundation. So her server at her house, she had her personal emails, the ClintonMail.com, but they also had PresidentClinton.com, which was part of the Clinton Foundation. So everybody was using that server.
Another major health threat. This one in Toledo, Ohio, where everybody in the entire city has been told not to drink the water.
Ohio's governor declaring a state of emergency.
Did you know that the average person uses about 80 to 100 gallons of water at home every single day? If there's a water emergency, will you be prepared?
Panicked residents forming long lines throughout the day.
We're here at a supermarket in Toledo. You can see the shelves empty where water once was.
To stay safe and healthy during a crisis, you must have access to safe, clean water. Water which will not be available at your local grocery store.
There's a mad dash on right now to stock up on supplies.
The ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system is a must-have for every modern, independently minded household. Protect your family's safety during an emergency. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today to purchase your ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system or call 1-888-253-3139.
Hi, I'm Shane Steiner. A lot of you have been following my progress using Supermail Vitality. The last 19 weeks has been an incredible experience. I was feeling a little down and lethargic during the holidays, and none of the supplements that I was taking were doing any good. That's when my longtime friend from high school, Alex Jones, introduced me to Supermail Vitality. I was a little skeptical at first. Not only would I have the energy to work out and go to the gym, but it was actually the changes were happening to my body. A lot more rapidly. My whole mood, my libido, everything had completely changed. The concentrated organic herbs, they stimulate your natural systems to produce the natural hormones that you need. I just really wanted to bulk up and hit it hard, and I went in for about the first 5 weeks and was lifting heavy weight and just really hitting it hard, and I gained 20 pounds of muscle immediately. Since that, I've decided I was going to lose some weight and slim down. I just changed up my workout a little bit, and 35 pounds came off. Folks, this is not a joke. This is not a gimmick. It's real. Supermail Vitality, available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Introducing Secret 12, the new InfoWars Life vitamin B12 formulation. Most forms of vitamin B12 are highly processed and synthetic and cannot be properly absorbed by the body. That's why for real results, so many are having to turn to painful B12 injections, which are known to have higher absorption rates. Now, InfoWarsLife.com is excited to announce that we can bring you our most bioactive, powerful form of B12 that has been developed with our exclusive perfected process. Secret 12 is a binary of nutraceutical grade, bioavailable coenzyme forms of B12, methylcobalamin, the same kind used in B12 injections, and adenosyl cobalamin. Secret 12 is simply taken by mouth, right on the tongue, and then swallowed. No needles, no injections. Don't take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Discover the secret. Secret 12. Secure your revolutionary Secret 12 formula right now at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139. Our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com.
Joining me in studio now is Jakari Jackson, and we're going to talk about the Black Lives Matter movement. Now, Jakari, we've been watching this play out, you know, for more than a year now on television, and we can see that it's going the way, as predicted, divide and conquer. Now, people are taking sides, getting some violent stories out there in the media. But, you know, in its heyday, when it first popped off, I really got behind that movement. It was a divine spark of revolution from the people who were fed up with police brutality. Militarization of the police was on full display. You know, you were there, a witness to it. And we're not really hearing about, you know, a certain aspect of the movement. Why is that? And talk a little bit about it.
Well, you know, back in August of last year, myself, Joe Biggs, and Josh Owens, our photographer, had a chance to go out to Ferguson, Missouri. And we saw a lot of peaceful demonstrations. Of course, we know that things did happen out there. They burned down the Quick Trip store and, you know, some looting and other things happen. I'm definitely not trying to downplay that. But when you talk about Black Lives Matter as a whole, what you see now, Leanne, is a very narrow view of activities by some of the people in the movement. Case in point, they'll show you a clip of guys beating on the hood of somebody's car or going to some veteran ceremony and interrupting it or harassing people at dinner. And once again, that stuff does happen. But what they don't show you is, you know, 2,000, 3,000 people walking peacefully down the street. That's a news story for like 6 minutes.
Right.
And then it completely disappears. Or people, you know, assembled peacefully, you know, in the street. Maybe they're blocking traffic. Maybe they're not. And that's one of the things I'm going to start with right now. I have this video from last year. Peaceful protesters confront St. Louis police state. And just go ahead and take a look, and we'll talk about this afterward.
Uh-oh! Don't shoot! Don't shoot!
Hold up, man.
Hold up, man.
Put that damn fire.
I'm with it. I'm putting my life on the line for my people. I'm putting my life around for everybody in this country. I believe in equality.
We have a right to
everybody.
Assemble.
And why the cops tell us we can't be out here? Like you said, we have a right to assemble.
Martial law.
I right to be the one authority of police every day. They have complete domain over us. They are like gods. If they tell you not to do something, you cannot do it. And if you do, they will treat you like a dog. You will be shot down. Well, at least for a black man. I'm not sure for everybody, but I do understand that. I hope it's not like that for everybody. It shouldn't be. It should not be that like that for any human being to live on this planet.
We bleed the same blood. We are from the same descendants. There's no way one person can tell us, or one small amount of people can tell us what and what we cannot do. There's something as an actual people being unity. That's not something we cannot happen at all. At all.
Mike Brown! 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 Mike Brown!
So, Leanne, that's the stuff that people don't see. When we see these politicians and these pundits and even sometimes people in law enforcement, they'll chime in and talk about, oh, this Black Lives Matter movement. But they don't see stuff like this. people peacefully assembled. And to anybody who had criticized that clip and say, well, they were blocking out the street. No, the police were blocking out that street from both ends. Anybody who lived in that neighborhood had to show a photo ID to be able to drive down that street. And then on the other side, you had the MRAP, just like we saw there. Mm-hmm. So the police were blocking the street. It wasn't the fault of the demonstrators in that particular area. And this is another thing that I believe this was the next day or 2 days later when we were out there in Ferguson. Like I said before, you know, these guys, anybody who wears a Black Lives Matter t-shirt and does something sensational or criminal, even in some cases, you know, it's the sensation of the week. You can't hear enough of it. You see it on every news channel. But when you have 2,000 people walking down the street peacefully, minor traffic issues, nobody wants to talk about it. So let's take a look at that clip.
Well, let's take a look, show you all the people out here so you can get the grand scale of all of this. There are multiple news outlets out here, near and far, people who came from near and far, as I said, every color. You can see they completely fill the street out here. We've seen the state troopers out here. Thus far, we have had no problems with them. We have not seen any heavy armor, no riot shields, no MRAPs. Hopefully, this will continue, and you can show that people can have a good, wholesome time without the police state pointing guns at their heads. You notice the people are better behaved today without a gun pointed to their head than they were when people were aiming guns at them, throwing smoke grenades at them. This is what they want. This is all these people want, to live peacefully and have a peaceful solution to the situation. You can find more reports at Infowars.com.
So you saw Leanne, was it 2,000, 3,000 people out there? No looting, no rioting, nobody got injured that I'm aware of. But, you know, these are the stories that you don't see. And I really wish people would know more about this. But once again, as I said, they're looking through a very narrow view of the story that some people want to. They don't want to talk about all these people. And truth be told, Leanne, if I wasn't there at some of these events, I wouldn't know this stuff happened either. Because when you turn it on your mainstream networks, you don't see that. You see the guys with their pants down, you know, burning down buildings. And once again, that stuff happens. But this good stuff happens, too. And now we're moving on to a clip of a Marine that I had a chance to meet out there in Ferguson, Missouri. And this just shows you the diversity of people who are out there. It's not just black people from in that community. You had white people, a white Marine coming from a different community who showed his support for the crowd out there.
Make sure that peaceful protesters don't need to have snipers and tanks hounding their ass.
Tell me why, bro.
Because the First Amendment protects all Americans in their freedom of expression and freedom of assembly.
You served your country?
I did. I was a U.S. Marine in Iraq.
So you're telling me that as a Marine, you're telling me your professional opinion is that they don't need snipers and MRAC trucks to stop these protesters?
When it's a peaceful protester, that is clearly excessive and a violation of every single protester's constitutional rights.
What does it make you think you go out there and you fight for your country in these foreign occupations, and now you come home and you have these measures turned against you?
I go protect Iraqis in Iraq, and I come back and I find that my fellow Americans are being attacked by police.
In this last clip that I have here, Leanne, this is from back in November of last year before the no indictment was read for Officer Darren Wilson. And we had a chance to march with people. And this is another thing. You see all these news agencies. I want you guys to watch this clip. You see all these news agencies, these cameras, these photogs out there. And ask yourself, how much of this did you actually see on mainstream television? Once again, you know, guys burning down buildings and all that stuff. They'll show that all day. But when you have nice people, you know, white women, black women holding hands, you know, old people, young people, people from inside the community, inside from outside the community, they come together for a good, peaceful march that should have garnered much media attention, and it got barely none. Right. And this is police accountability protesters take their message across St. Louis.
And so by stopping the streets, we're not only showing that the government, quote unquote, does not have power over us, but that the structures themselves are what need remedy. And so by shutting down the streets, it's not an attempt to make somebody feel uncomfortable unless they need to, because they are themselves a part of these structures as well, but that the structures themselves need to be questioned. And in this instance, they need to be changed, because the structures of injustice that created this situation are that which have continually been a part of the American justice system to begin with. And that's that people of color, people of gender, people of low economic status have been continually marginalized and have been the object of violence.
So, Ja'Cari, what do you think has changed in the way that they are protesting now, or, you know, specifically targeting brunch and things like that? What's the difference? And do you think that that could be creating some division with.
Well, when you see stuff just like you mentioned, I know the clip you're talking about, when they interrupt somebody's brunch, or that veteran that I mentioned earlier, they go to a ceremony and interrupt that. I don't think that's so much helping the movement, but once again, that's not all inclusive of the movement. Just like we've seen things like the Occupy movement. Anybody can go get a t-shirt that says Occupy or make a sign that says Occupy. They may go do something that the rest of the group doesn't recommend. The same thing like a group Anonymous. All you have to do is go buy a Guy Fawkes mask and turn on the lights in your mom's basement and you're you can put out your anonymous message. So to anybody who would be so harsh to come down on these groups, I definitely would tell them to look more into the larger groups, to the group at a large, as opposed to just these negative incidents that we have seen.
Well, do you think George Soros is influencing it at all?
Well, we know that guys have been paid to protest and do things. We've seen very prominent people within the Black Lives Matter movement say that they are, or they don't want to go protest until they get their next check. We've seen those reports. We put those reports out. So we definitely know there is co-opting going on, but just like anything, it can be co-opted, but you also have people at the grassroots who really want the best for their community.
And I agree. I agree with that. And that's kind of my argument out there, is like, we don't want to throw those grassroots people, the people that truly want to make a difference, under the bus just because, you know, we kind of see what's going on. It's more educating those people to understand that they're getting played, and the media is going to sort of look at them in a certain aspect for certain things that are done. That's why I don't want to throw the Black Lives Matter movement to the wayside. Just want to make sure that, you know, the full story is being told.
And also, I would add that I would like to see it expand beyond these incidents of police brutality or questionable police actions and go into things like abortion or even black-on-black violence. You know, get to the point where all lives matter. So it's not just when a police officer does something, but just have a good vibe all the way around.
Yeah. Well, that's racist of you to say that. And you all stick around after this very short break. We'll have an important message from Alex Jones.
In the past decade, we have witnessed unparalleled scientific discoveries in the area of health. But no one has put together a formula that focuses directly on brain health, nerve growth factors, and optimizing your cellular energy at the same time. DNA Force is one of the most expensive formulas to produce. Some of the ingredients in DNA Force are $12,000 a kilogram. We are using the coveted, patented, only American source of PQQ, CoQ10, and more. You want the best that's out there at the lowest price anywhere? Well, we're bringing you a total win-win. The ultimate value, cutting-edge, trailblazing game changer that also supports the InfoWar. We have produced a limited run of DNA Force, and it will take up to 12 weeks to produce more once we sell out. Secure your DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. DNA Force. The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. For a limited time, get 25% off on this introductory offer. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. AncientDefense.com.
Welcome back. Joining me in studio now is Rob Dew, our nightly news director. Now, Rob, you've been here a lot longer than me. You've actually seen this operation come from nothing to now dominating the alt media on our way to being the mainstream.
It's very exciting, let me tell you. In fact, if you guys go to camera four, that back corner right there was my old desk. That's where my old desk was, literally in that back corner. And back in 2009, going into 2010, and then I think in 2011, we expanded, broke the wall, went over to this other area, built a studio there where we started the nightly news back in September 1st, 2011. I remembered, and it was me, Marcos, John Bound, and Darren McBreen, who all came together and basically supported Alex, getting him on. And then from there, we grew, getting more reporters, bringing more people in, like yourself, Jakari, yeah. David Knight, hiring Josh Owens, and, you know, just building up a solid crew of people. And it was all due to people supporting Alex, buying the films, buying the products, becoming PrisonPlanet.tv members.
Right.
And it's really taking this platform. You know, Alex started off on an Access TV show, right, and with a small radio, local
One
radio
man
show.
Band.
And through tireless work, the man, you know, worked, even when I first started, he was still working like a dog. He now finally takes a little time off after going on the air for 3 to 4 hours each day, you know, beating his fist about the globalists and stuff.
Yeah.
And it's just amazing for, you know, to where it's come. I'm so honored to be a part of this operation. And I was really excited when about a month and a half ago, Jones said, look, we're going to do another money bomb. We're going to launch the satellite operation, right, which is something we've been talking about for a while.
Yeah, completely unbelievable. We're going to be launched into television now in many cities.
Yeah.
And once again, it's going to be supported by the viewers out there.
It is. And it's an expensive process to get on satellite. I don't know if people know this. First, you have to produce the stuff in HD, which is what we have. We have all the equipment for that. Then it has to go to a closed captioning service where they actually, in live time, real time, they're typing out what Alex is saying and feeding that through a signal. I don't even know how all this works. And then that signal meets up with the video and it gets shot out to a satellite up in space, which is it's not really in an orbit. It doesn't go around the Earth. It just stands. It's a stationary orbit, I guess. It's up in the atmosphere, and it shoots it back down to whoever wants to pick it up, whoever has the right satellite dish pointed at the right direction, tuned to the right megahertz and the channel. And then you can have virtually for free, you can get the Alex Jones Show and the InfoWars Nightly News. We're going to put 5 hours a day starting onto satellite systems.
And that's why it's so important, because we want to get out there. The mainstream media is dying. It's time for us to fill that void. And that's what this money bomb is all about. Because we're going to talk to people about the things that the mainstream media is not going to tell them. We broke the MIAC report, LRADs being used on American citizens, always, you know, talking about the police.
I was actually there when that happened. I remember they were shooting us with the LRAD, and I'm texting back to home base because I knew they were on the air live. And I believe Dr. Sherry Tenpenny was on the air when Jones said, call the guys now. And we were like, Jones, they're shooting us with the LRAD. It's piercing. They've got armored vehicles everywhere. I mean, this is chaos, and we are miles from the protest site. They are stopping this impromptu protest that was people talked about on social media. They were getting together. They wanted to march down to the G20 and just, you know, let their voice be heard. But they wanted to stop it at all costs. The police state that was built up there.
Yeah.
And I ended up getting arrested at that event for doing nothing but following police orders.
Well,
so that's what happens when you deal with the police in those situations.
And that's the kind of thing that happens here, because it is teleprompter free. It's unscripted. Yeah. We don't have, you know, just at any moment, breaking news could happen. We'll go on live. Sometimes we've gone 6-7 hours before when there's some breaking news. And that's what we're going to bring more of to people.
And what's great, that day on the 16th of September, that's when you need to join us, folks. The 16th of September, we're going to start at 11 a.m. But don't take it from me. Listen to the man who started all by himself, from the ground up, Alex Jones.
Totalitarianism comes in many different flavors throughout history. It can come from the right wing, the left wing. It can come from religious cults. It can come from a foreign invading army. And in the modern 21st century, it's basically coming from political correctness, masquerading as the Renaissance, masquerading as liberalism. It seeks to shut down free speech. And the controlled globalist left has willing accomplices in the Republican Party and other conservative and libertarian organizations and groups throughout the world. The robber barons that control this planet are not free market. They are monopoly men who seek to have systems free of competition, controlled by offshore combines above the law. The main mission of InfoWars.com and my 20 years on air is to shatter the left-right paradigm and to get the public to become aware
of what's really governing and controlling society on a mass scale. Bottom line, we have reached that legendary, colossal moment in history where the next 1,000 years of human development, our very destiny, is being decided. That's why we're launching Operation Money Bomb 2015, the first money bomb I've done in 3 years, because we only do these if they're critical to be able to build up our infrastructure. And with the money we raise from this, we will be able to stay on the satellites and get on UHF, VHF, and cable stations across North America, reaching tens of millions of more people right at the time they're receptive and looking for answers. Starting September 16th through the 17th, we're going to broadcast live from 11 a.m. on the 16th through 2 p.m. on the 17th for 27 hours with an amazing lineup of guests, investigative journalists, documentary films, and more. We are seeking to raise $1 million so that we can reach 400 million extra people potentially in the next year. Because if you do the math, and if you look at the numbers that we're already getting from affiliates and from the internet and from YouTube and from Facebook and all the platforms, we are reaching 20 million people a week. If you put all that together over a year, that's upwards of 200 million different individuals around the world is how the algorithm metrics come out. So I simply want to double that in the next 12 months after launching this money bomb. Just the satellites, the closed captioning under federal law, and other regulations will cost us right at $39,000 a month, which if you add it together is over $400,000 a year alone. When you talk about cameras, crew, studio, $1 million is only a portion of what we need to do this. But it's an important part to ensure, with the collapsing economy and the hard times we're going into, that we have the funds it takes to keep this beacon of truth, exposing globalism and dehumanization, operating. So join us this September 16th and 17th for what I believe will be the final money bomb that InfoWars ever runs as we prepare to launch to the next and final level of global awakening. Because as Mahatma Gandhi famously said, first they ignore you, then they laugh at you, then they attack you, then you win. We are in that process of being massively attacked. And in the face, we're charging up, getting ready, and going in. Go to Infowars.com/moneybomb for all the information. And in closing, I want to say this to all of you patriots out there across the globe that have spread the word about our operation and that have supported us. History is happening right now. The destiny of humanity is being decided right now. And InfoWars, which you, the viewers and listeners and activists, stand at the heart of, is the engine that has made all this possible. You're not standing behind the InfoWar. You are standing at the center of it. You are right beside us in this fight. And I guarantee you, George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, and Sam Adams would be incredibly proud of what you've done in defense of human freedom, in defense of true liberty. So from myself, Alex Jones, and the entire InfoWars crew, we salute you. Join us this September 16th and 17th for the 27-hour Money Bomb in defense of human liberty.
I'm running for president. Everyday Americans need a champion, and I want to be that champion. I'm hitting the road to earn your vote, and I hope you'll join me on this journey.
Brain Force is here. Ladies and gentlemen, I've been on this the last few months. You probably noticed I've been more crazed, more focused, less brain fog, more energy, more special reports, and it's because of Brain Force.
We kept changing this formula over and over and over again until it became sort of a grand puzzle. For example, the L-theanine inside of it, that is activated by the different compounds in the yerba mate that we put inside of it as well. This just increases the compounds you already have.
This is what you're actually designed to run on.
Exactly.
It's kind of like a car will run on one form of junkie gas, but it runs really good on what it's designed for.
And that's the principle of InfoWars Life, as far as I understand, that you've always had, is that it's not about synthetic chemicals and forcing actions. It's about letting your body do its own thing and giving your body the tools it needs to create these different compounds that are super valuable and super beneficial.
You will find Brain Force and other game-changing products at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
You are watching the InfoWars Nightly News, which airs 7 p.m. Central at InfoWarsNews.com. And your support is helping us defend liberty worldwide.